motherfucking podcast.
Check it out.
Now the incredible
just podcast. Yo, cuz
is the place to be.
Yo, what is up? What is up? We are back. What is up?
What up, cat?
What up? Is Michael not gonna say what up today?
What up, though? Oh, he already chunked out, dude. He already froze. He's out.
Look at the face, too, dog. Yeah. That's what's funny. What the heck happened?
Let's see. Just biting his bottom lip right there, too. Oh, shit.
I think I got a picture before. What the heck? Everything was perfect. So during this,
your device ran into a problem, it said.
So during the what is it, 40-second intro, Michael just decides to freeze. I just thought he was making that face the whole time, dog.
I saw him start to bob and, you know, do his thing, start getting down to the music. Then he stopped and I was like, what's going on? That makes sense.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I guess we'll just continue to go and see if I'm sure he could pop back in at any moment.
That's better. I had my headphones on wrong.
Did they feel weird?
Yeah, they felt real weird. They felt like they were wrong.
Feels like your mic is like twisted. Is it twisted?
Maybe. I'm constantly having to change where I'm recording nowadays.
Yeah.
So I'm on my kitchen counter right now. I'm going everywhere. So I have to constantly take this shit down and put it back up. You know, living that no office life right now.
Yeah, man. How's it feel to be, you know?
Be Bruno? We don't talk about Bruno. No. We don't talk about Bruno. That is a good song. I will say that.
About Bruno. The whole movie is great. I just wish you would put some more, like, invest more of your thought into it.
First 30 minutes of it's been great. I've seen 3 different times now.
So what's up? Super Bowl Sunday. Oh, there he is.
He's back.
Welcome back.
What up, cuz?
Dude, it's so funny because...
What up, though?
Hey, that's the luxury of that $1,600 PC right there.
Damn, G. That's how it works, huh? That's how that $1,600 gets down.
That's what happens when you don't get on in a week and you have to update your drivers.
Is that what happened?
Is that a thing?
I don't know. If you look at the picture I sent, it tells you right there, driver fail. I just updated it right now.
Dang. That's funny. Crazy. It was funny because your face, the way it froze on there, no, you're biting your lip like if you were like in a sex scene or something. You're just like.
Jay's biting his lip like he's in a sex scene. Yeah. Just so people know.
That's his second.
Because we're not actually recording.
And yeah, about that, you know, since last week, we all decided, us three as a team decided that that we were going to be on video and that it was going to go super good. And just to let you guys know, there is raw video of our last episode, like we said there was. But for it to be edited down and put on YouTube was like... very hard to do. It's just it turned into a disaster that never got done, as you guys
know. Don't we have a producer now? I thought we had a producer now.
Yeah, but he sucks.
I thought we had one too. I mean, I never get any of the freaking video files, audio logs, nothing.
Can you handle that? I can send you the video files.
I mean, yeah, you had to send it to me.
That's all you got to do. Do you know how to do that?
So I actually have a video. I have it all edited and done.
Learn real fast.
I have it edited and done. All right, but the problem is when you try to upload it to YouTube, it took like, I promise you, it took like 18 hours for the video to try to upload to YouTube because it's a 2-hour video, so it's not small.
Yeah,
it took like 18 hours, and then once it got to video or once it got to YouTube, it said corrupted. So, like, I was like, dude, I'm not spending another 18 hours, like, letting my laptop just stay open and charged for 18 hours to try to let it upload for it to do that again. So, instead of doing it again, I have the video, but it's just, I can't upload it to YouTube. I got to figure out why it didn't let me and why it takes so long. Like, that's ridiculous, dude. If it's going to take us 18 hours to upload a video, I ain't doing that shit.
Yeah, fuck all that. Especially when I look like this tonight. I don't want to be out there.
I was going to mention that too, Mark. Like, yeah, I mean, dude, last week you were looking fly as fuck.
What's that?
So last week you looked fly as fuck, but now you look like shit, dude.
I look tired and wore down, fool. I can't even see. God damn.
Sorry to all the listeners who were expecting to see us on camera. You're not going to see it. So, yeah. Sorry about that. We're gonna stick to.
You get to see me looking all fly last week.
Yeah, we're gonna stick to audio for a little while.
The goal is you start off looking like shit and progressively get better. That's what it is.
Yeah. Well, and I knew he wasn't gonna do it again, so I was like, I don't need to look good this time.
Don't need to put on my makeup.
Okay. I didn't have to put makeup on. Yeah. And, you know, all that undercream.
Wear your starter cap.
Yep.
I will say, though, in the video that Michael looked a lot better than us. His camera's way better.
Oh, the camera, not my looks.
His porn camera.
I mean, I was hoping to get that 7.
You're a 7, dude. You're a 7.
We're all 6s, dude. We already talked about this. We're
all 6s. That's what the episode was called, right? 6s. All 6s.
Yeah, 3 6s.
Not 3 6s. Anyways,
not 666.
How about that Super Bowl?
The commercials for the Super Bowl were way better this year round.
Did you like the Super Bowl commercials? All right, we'll start with commercials. What did you guys think of the Super Bowl commercials?
I liked them. I liked the Mike Myers one for Austin Powers. That was a really good commercial for me. That was a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite one was the little cartoon football players and then the kids.
I don't care about that one.
That one was super cool. That was super cool. That was my favorite.
That was a cool one. I liked the Flaming Hots one where all the animals just started singing and making weird sounds and dancing. Thought that was kind of funny. Yeah. That was a good one.
Yeah.
I didn't get that one until the first quarter was over.
I didn't see that one.
I don't know. I felt like I didn't really pay attention to a whole lot. I'm not going to lie. I talked a lot and ate a lot of food.
I ate a lot of food too. All right. So let's get into the second part of Super Bowl.
So much
food. How was your Super Bowl food?
So good. It's delicious. Clint came through with the wings. He brought 100 wings. Like, he brought so many wings and he had them all organized in different little containers with different flavors and stuff, different rubs that he had on it. Hella good. He heard your talk about him not being a real smoker or something, or talking shit about his wings or whatever you guys were saying on last episode.
What did we say?
So he wanted me to let. I told him it's so funny because I was like, "Did we?" I was like, "I don't remember talking about that." I'm not gonna lie. And I'm like, I don't even listen to episodes anymore, so like I can't remember what we talked about last week. So then I feel less regretful if I don't listen to the episode.
I don't remember talking about his wings at all.
Yeah, you're talking about how he probably just smokes or he brings frozen wings or some shit over. I don't know. You were saying something about how is he going to keep them warm or something like
that. Oh, yeah, I did make a mention. That's when we got into the whole wings.
Nah, he's just, he's letting you know. He said Traegers. You said something about Traegers too. He said Traegers are for chumps, dog. That's starter stuff.
What does he have?
He wanted me. I don't know. I didn't ask him, but I think he like built like some kind of big bad boy smoker or something. He's real into smoking, and now you cause all kinds of smoke.
I mean,
soundboard that shit.
Damn it! What are we soundboarding?
It was the drum thing, because I said now you cause all kinds of smoke. Thank you. There we go.
Just a little bit late. Oh,
but it was funnier than the actual joke.
So I feel like our Super Bowl. I made three styles of wings. I made a breaded wing. I made two. I just made a breaded wing, and then I made some hot wings, obviously, buffalo wings, and then I made some with just a seasoning on it, no sauces. They were all good. I didn't like the breaded wings as much as I liked my smoked wings.
Did you smoke the breadless? Or so you fried them?
Yeah, we fried those. Wings? Yeah, we have one of those disc fryers that you from the backyard. Oh, you remember? My dad has one.
That was like the first time. I've never seen that out here. Like, it's a thing down there.
Yeah.
Like, no one. I've never went to barbecue. Dude,
people
out here
love those here.
They do.
Yeah.
They're sold on the corners, like swap meet style.
So I use that, and they can't like it. They came out perfect. Like the breading, they were like golden brown. Like they're really good. But I like tossed wings. Like I like it saucy.
Flavor wise, it wasn't there.
Like the flavor was good, but it was just like I like sauce wings, not like dry rub.
You like it wet.
I like wet too.
Dang. Shit.
What was that? Keep it going.
He's just kind of answered on the pod. Like if he's not doing the podcast, he just muted his mic. And then he's smiling.
Come on, guy.
It's weird. He's just going to smile like it better be like a work call or something. If it's not a work call, this is like a bitch move.
Sophie. I mean, Senya calling him saying, hey, I need you to take that garbage out.
Sophie.
I said Senya. Oh, my God. Oh, come my on. God. I said Senya.
Hey, it could be Sophie. Who knows?
Could be. You know. Could be.
Anyways, yeah, so the wings were cool. Like, everybody said they were really good, so I thought I did a good job on the smoked ones. Mainly were the popular ones. Those were gone like right away. I made a bunch of wings too, bro. Like at least 150, maybe.
Hell yeah!
It was so hard to get done with them. I was like, oh my God, this is so dreadful. Especially because I decided to do the breaded ones, and then you got to sit there and like I put cornstarch on it, then I dip it in the freaking egg, then you dip it in the flour, then it's like, oh my God, this is stupid.
Did you tell yourself that this was so dreadful?
This was dreadful.
Were you cooking?
Yeah.
You're cooking and you're like, damn, this is so fucking dreadful.
Stupid, man. I've never... it was dumb.
Oh, shit.
We had a hella stuff. Meatballs. The little tacos and taquitos that they make are freaking bomb. Little finger foods.
Yep. That sounds good. We had chips. I made my chili. I mean, there was literally only like 2, 4, 6 of us. So, but we made so much food for 6 of us. We had the wings, my chili, meatballs, chips and salsa. Yeah, and that's about it. But I made a shit ton of my chili. Like I made chili that could have fed like 15 people. Nice. So I got so much left. Got so many wings left. I'm going to take the wings to work and let people try those wings too.
Yeah, Senya made ceviche too. That was bomb.
Nice.
It's really good. You know what that is?
It's that
what is that a work call?
It was about the kids.
So it was your wife,
Senya.
Mm-hmm. No, it was Katie actually.
You couldn't tell Katie to wait.
Shout out Katie.
You couldn't tell Katie to wait.
Shout out Katie. she had volunteered to watch the kids tomorrow because the kids are off. But seeing is taking the day off after all, so it was a call about that.
Nice.
Nice.
Was she butthurt? No. She gets butthurt about Random stuff like video. That.
No, she wasn't butthurt. She thought Senya.
Oh, so you guys didn't trust me to watch the kids? Really?
Mind you, she probably didn't want that part on the podcast. Edit that out. Love you, Katie. Sorry.
No, leave that shit on. We don't edit around here. We don't edit.
Are you already moving around like crazy right now?
Yes.
What happened? Is that not sound like good?
Yeah, it just sounded right now, way Mark. Different. It's weird. Yeah, the angle you're at is horrible.
I don't like it. I don't like being down here, Mark. Pick me up. Sorry, buddy. Eye level, dude. Sorry, eye level. Just don't
it
throw
feels like I'm sitting. It feels like I'm sitting on your penis looking up at you right now.
You definitely are sitting. The laptop is sitting on my penis looking up at me.
It's a weird look. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's a weird look.
It's a bad angle.
You look up to me, motherfuckers, all right? That's right. All right, is that better?
Damn, you need That's to get right. your I'm life just trying together, to get cozy. Dog. Buy a new house.
Oh. Yeah, fuck it. I think that's the answer.
just build an extra room, dude. You'll be fine.
Golly, put the freaking
that space in
put
the
a desk in the garage.
I'm gonna sit out in my garage. It's cold out here. It ain't fucking.
Bro,
60
you can
degrees.
Sit in the garage and smoke and be on the pod at the same time. That sounds like a fun thing.
Look at him. He thought about it. His eyebrows
I've thought about it before about setting up out there, but my Wi-Fi probably won't be good out there. Then I have to get something better for the Wi-Fi. I'll be cold.
That's all you need is a new router.
But you're not going to be cold if you're smoking at the same time, right? Wouldn't that warm you up a little bit?
No. Smoking doesn't warm you up. A false
sense of warmth?
Doesn't give you like any false...
Is it that whiskey
No,
or
actually,
bourbon?
It makes my hands really cold. My fingers cold. Sam thinks... You guys hear that?
Yeah, there's like feet walking. Yep.
No, that's Easter sneezing, bro.
What the hell?
That's what he does, dog.
That's what I heard.
I thought it was like somebody's slippers somewhere, walking dude. In.
Yeah, exactly.
He just says, oh. And then boogers just go flying everywhere. I don't know where he is either. He's not even close to me.
He's not even in the house. That's
all right, so what did you think about Super Bowl food, Mike? You just had ceviche, huh? You said?
Ceviche.
I love ceviche, dude.
But what about the guac? Did Senya come through with the guac?
She did not make guac. No, she made ceviche.
Damn.
And somebody else did, though.
Ceviche. Mom, I think, brought
yeah,
ceviche.
Yeah, it was good. It was
good. I'm sorry. Guac. Sorry. Mom brought guac.
Yep. It was good.
Senya brought ceviche. Do you like ceviche, Mark?
Way more food. I don't think I've had it, to be honest.
It is delicioso.
Show me a picture.
Super good.
Show
it's
me a picture.
Shrimp,
delicioso.
Crab. You like my Spanish, huh?
You dip it in like that red sauce
that from
and
Dora.
Shit, right?
No.
Didn't that I is, try to get it?
That is, what is it called, Jay? Shrimp cocktail.
Oh, yeah, that's shrimp cocktail. That's like a soup, kind of.
With, yeah, the clam, clamato, or whatever it's called in it.
Yeah,
clamato like
juice and all that.
I don't
that's
like
shrimp it. Cocktail.
I haven't had it then.
But ceviche? Some tapatio on a tostada?
Ceviche is more of a, it's not dry, but it's more of just like a mixture of like, I mean, people make it different ways. Some have fish in it, some
it has a little juice
have
in it,
crab
yeah.
in it, some have.
So it's like, sure a, it's like a type of meat mixed together and then you put it on something? It's
yeah, it just has like lime mix. Juices in it and like.
Yeah.
Did Marissa bring that when we went to the park, the water park?
I don't remember. I don't think she would bring that. No, you're talking. She brought chicken. She brought like chicken salad. Stuff that yeah, chicken salad you put on the tostada with like corn
well,
on it.
Well, she did it different though, right? I mean, it wasn't like a normal chicken salad.
No, it's a different chicken salad. You put it on tostada and then you put like tapatio on it, and then it's like
you
it's
know,
just
when
like
we go
a
to Vegas. I'll have some ceviche yeah, for you, Mark. All right,
there you go.
All right, cool. I almost bought my tickets for flights last night.
I thought you did.
I was this close. Nah, yeah. Doc. So like the way it worked was. I wouldn't get back, like, I wouldn't get there till 10 at night on the Friday, and then the flight home is, I would have to leave by, like, 8:30. The flight's at 8:30 in the morning on Sunday. Mm. And I ain't trying to get up that early and leave.
Yeah, especially after like, Saturday night.
Yeah, like, yeah. I didn't get that early. Like, yeah, so I'm like, well, I'm down. Like, we found some decent price ones, so it's like, we'll get it. Now we just gotta, and then also we're like, are we gonna need to rent a car? Or are we just going to get...
I think Uber and taxis will pretty much...
Yeah, I was going to say, dude...
I don't know how far like the airport is from...
I mean,
like,
we could probably pick you up from the airport if it works out timing-wise. I don't know like if it's going to work out timing-wise. But, I mean, even then, I would take an Uber from the airport to your hotel and Uber the whole time. Because I was thinking we're probably all going to end up Ubering while we're in Vegas on the Strip. Instead
no,
of driving, 100%.
We're not going to want to walk both ways.
Yeah,
on
for
the
sure,
trip.
For sure. So yeah, we'll see. We're getting close. We're getting close, but
yeah, only
sidetrack. Super Bowl.
Oh yeah. Okay. So last thing. Okay. Come not on. Last thing. Okay. Let's
the game
just,
itself.
Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say let's get into the game itself.
No. Halftime.
You want to do halftime first?
Halftime.
All right. Hold on.
Talk
okay. Hold on.
Game? Talk about the game.
Let's talk about the game really... first.
Yeah, I don't have a lot to say about.
He don't have an opinion on the game, really.
Other than I only have one thing.
Go ahead. We'll get your one thing. No, we'll get your
you
one
wanna,
thing.
You want me to say one thing? $500, yeah, we'll baby girl. $500.
You won $500.
I wasn't even there, but I got $500.
Damn! How'd you win the? How'd you win it? Just by
one square. Yeah, we play. We do the square. You know what the square is, right?
I've never played it. I've heard
it's
of squares.
It's a 10 by 10 grid, so you have 100 squares. Each square can cost anywhere between $5 to $20 to $100, et cetera. Yeah. Depending on how much each square is how big the pot is for each quarter. This particular one was a $20 square that I only bought one of, won $500.
Damn.
That's crazy.
So 20 for 500.
So do you have to like guess what the score is for that quarter?
No. So you got one through, it's a 10 by 10 square and random numbers are drawn 0 to 9 at the top and 0 to 9 on the left side. Okay. So how you win is the last digit of the score. So if the score is 17-23, you have to have a 7 and a 3.
I gotcha.
So you pretty much do this. You grab your
It doesn't number. Have to do with stats, like a multiplication. Or anything. You're literally just guessing what random. The two scores would be. Okay, yeah. I gotcha. Yeah.
So you'll find your 7, you'll find your 3. Yeah, and hell yeah.
But it has to be for the specific team, too.
Yeah. Dope. So it has to be like the 7 would have to be for...
One will be on the...
The AFC.
X-axis, Y-axis, or left, right, up, down.
Anyways.
And you weren't even there? You didn't even watch the game?
I was at work, bro.
Damn.
I did overtime.
I was going to say, yeah, I thought you don't work on Sundays.
No, I work every Sunday.
Oh, you work Sundays too?
My only day off is Thursday.
Oh, shit. You're doing it like that, homie.
No, damn, I'm
making
saying,
that cheddar. Making but fucking I stayed $5 over bonus too. On my way. In OT? Damn. Hell yeah.
On my way out of work, Yesenia was texting me like, hey, you won. And I was like, cool. Should have stayed at work to win another round. Cool.
Shit. Hell yeah. Did you know how much you won? Did she tell you?
I think she said 500, yeah.
Well, I'm like, fuck yeah.
But I didn't believe her, to be honest. It felt like a little unreal.
He was super happy, bro. That fool was super happy.
By the time I got to Jay's house, dude,
cool. He's playing it cool. I was like, cool.
Yeah, cool, dog. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
Nah, this fool, before he even got the squares, he's like, I never win these either.
I want to win them. This is my last year, dude.
He was like, if I don't win this year, this is my last time playing. He would have bought them next year again if he didn't win.
I'm going to buy on some squares next year. I'll fucking PayPal or something. Let me get in on that.
Yeah. To win. Everybody won here. Yeah, Sophie won $250.
Look, nice. She's like, you won that. Oh, you now are you won $500. Nice.
Nice. Yeah, he did just say nice.
I didn't believe her, dude. I had to go back to the paper and look.
But like,
nice.
Yeah, Sophie won $250. Awesome. I think my mom won $250. Asia and Sean twice, won $125, I believe.
I thought she won the third quarter and the fourth quarter.
Who?
Oh no, because the score changed. She didn't win both.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That was a good game.
Hey, it was a good game. All the squares were underneath my Nino's name.
Yeah.
So my Nino's gonna be getting $1,000, and then he's gonna have to divvy it out to everybody.
That's how it is in like fantasy. When I collect money from people, I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, oh.
I didn't win it. Damn.
It's all gone. It's not even mine.
Now I got to give it back. Gosh, damn it.
So, what'd you think of the game? I thought it was a good game. It was pretty interesting.
It was a hell of a good game. Yeah. I thought it was a good back and forth. I thought for like at the beginning, the first two drives where the Bengals just didn't do anything, I was like, oh, fuck. It's like, all right. They're not going to be able to really run, they're not going to be able to really get anything going. And then out of nowhere, they got stuff going, and the Rams started doing bad. Freaking Matthew Stafford threw his interceptions. I'm like, damn. And then it's just like, okay. And then Matthew Stafford just, you know, Cooper Kupp on that last drive, just handled business. And
they really didn't do anything all the way up until that last drive, dude. That last drive. Because
they were, well, the whole team are Cooper Kupp.
I mean, it was weird. It was like it almost felt like the Bengals controlled the whole second half, but they didn't really put a whole lot of points up. You know what I mean? Like it was kind of
only got the field goal. They got that first touchdown in the field goal, and that was it.
Yeah, like,
that was that one play in the right out of halftime, and then that field goal, and then their defensive game.
Yeah,
it
for
was
sure,
a good defensive game. Like
and both defenses started getting to the quarterback and stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Both Matthew Stafford and freaking Burrows look like. I was nervous for him. That looked bad.
Dude.
Like
Burrows? I thought Matthew Stafford's looked worse, bro. I thought Matthew Stafford broke his ankle, bad. Dog.
It went like three different
ways. Yeah. I was like, oh, that's broke. Freaking OBJ, man.
That's he tore nuts. It. He had to.
Oh, 100% ACL tear. I said it right when I seen him drop the ball. Before I could even tell he was hurt, I'm like, he tore his ACL. And my dad was like, oh, he's getting right back up. I'm like, nah, heck no. And I turned around, I'm like, no, he tore his ACL for sure. Anytime like a receiver or that type of position ends up holding their knee right after nobody touched them,
non-contact,
usually not good, man.
No, for sure.
It's not good for his career either, to be honest, because it took him a while to get going. He barely started getting going again since he came back from his last injury, to be real. I mean, he was with the Browns, so
yeah,
obviously there was problems there.
He was balling out. Huh? It's funny, we were talking about, said L.A. he's been balling
out. But that's what I'm saying. He really hadn't started balling out until he got to the Rams. Since his injury,
Mayfield had a personal vindicta against him. Or
I think so. Yeah, I definitely think he probably would. If he was somewhere else, he probably would have been balling out a lot sooner. But I don't know, dude. This isn't good for his career because it's the same knee, same injury. It sounds like, bro.
Dude, it was sad. I felt bad for him. He was having a good game too. Like he was, bro.
He was having a great playoffs all the way up into the Super Bowl, bro. Yards.
Yeah, yeah, man. He was
balling.
I was like, damn, that sucks.
It's because Cooper Kupp draws so much attention, bro. Like, that fool's a baller, man.
It showed. It showed that OBJ helped Cooper Kupp because Coop didn't really get going until, what, the end of the third, the fourth? Like, midway through the fourth?
I think it's a little bit more the opposite, though. I think Coop helped. They help each other, but I think it's more – I think OBJ benefits a lot off of Coop because he's drawing all the attention and – he's getting those second matchups, you know? He's not getting Ramsey, what the heck.
Well,
he's
just once he went out, they were kind of hard to go on offense.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Nothing was really moving. Yeah. That's what I'm saying is like,
yeah. Because they're still just shutting down as much as they can. They're just still shutting down Cooper Kupp, and nobody else is stepping up like OBJ.
Rams are still running it. Rams are still trying to run it.
Even though they kept running into brick walls, dog. I was like, dude, stop. That line,
both lines were good. I mean, Bengals popped off a few good runs, and they look like – but it was only after the passing got going. Yeah. Like, once Joe Burrow had a few good passes, they were able to run it a couple times. But yeah, both defense. And then Aaron Donald coming through with that sack, dog. Like, that was sick. He just bum rushed. And they didn't double him either. Like, they let him go single on that play. Like, how are you going to not double Aaron Donald on that last play, dog? Like, come on. And Joe Burrow can't move?
Like, I thought for sure the game was going to go into overtime because they got two big pass plays or two pretty good chunk plays right before that happened. And then I think the play that they called just took too much time to develop, too. I told you this last time, like, that they needed 1 yard to get a first down, bro. Like, it should have been a quick pass, bro, where you give the rushers no chance to get in. But he had to hold the ball just a little bit, and freaking Aaron Donald closed it out, man. Which I like Aaron Donald, so it's cool to see him being the one to do it. Like, he's always been.
Well, and then did you hear at the end, like, the reporter is like, I heard you might retire.
Yeah, there's a big rumor going on.
Really?
He's
only been in the league like how many years? Been
him and Khalil Mack were drafted the same year together.
I mean,
that's not a long time. No, he's still like if he retires, he'd be retiring kind of young, bro.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't hear any of this, but it was a good game, dude. Yeah, Bengals were hanging in there.
They were going to pull it out, man.
Everything turned when Joe got hurt. Like, they had to go running. He couldn't pass. Like, after he got hurt, he barely threw the ball. Only when he needed to.
He made some passes. I think that drive that they got, bro, they said it was a 15-play drive. They took all the time off of the clock. Like, they just took it off. And then that last play where he got sacked on the 4th-and-1 to end it out, bro. I think that's what's going to eat him alive is that last play. And then the fact that they let the Rams go on that 15-play drive and take up like 8 minutes of the clock in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's what killed them right there, man. It was a good game, though. Cooper Kupp's a baller. I think both teams did good. Nobody was like – nobody wowed me, really, like the whole game. Nobody like – I mean, I would say maybe –
catch by Chase.
Oh, yeah, that Jamar Chase catch.
That was dope.
Yeah, that was super dope. But I'm saying nobody like popped off to me like was just straight dominating, you know? Like from one team
towards the
Cup that, was that the most fourth, that yeah
that last drive he looked like he was concussed for a minute on that touchdown that touchdown that got called back because dude he got hit hard
it
looked like he was dazed for a minute and then went right back to him dog and I was like what a gangster dude.
I mean, Kupp, out of anybody, I think he would probably for sure that's why he won the MVP.
He definitely deserved it.
Yeah,
that was dope. That was dope, dude.
I thought it was going to go to him or Aaron Donald. One of them two.
Yeah, that last, just his effort on that last series was bonkers. And then how he just got rocked. I was really like, man, I felt like he was even towards the end, after two, he looked kind of dazed when he was seeing, like, saying bye to people or congrats, like giving daps and shit or whatever. Mm-hmm. They're going to come out and be like, oh, he's got a concussion. Dude got rocked on that hit. And then to have it called back or have it offset the penalties. There's a couple of bad calls. The crazy thing is there was very, very few flags. But when there was a couple of flags,
what were we all flags. Saying? We were like, I was literally, when they started throwing flags, I'm like, they literally threw one flag the whole game. And then the last 3 minutes of the game, 4 minutes of the game, it was like, flag, flag, flag. I'm like, what? Like, yeah. Did they just find the flags in their pocket or what? Damn,
they're like,
dude.
Oh, shit, we got these.
Oh, yeah,
these are bid on our sides.
Dude, I swear it was kind of weird.
When Ramsey got his face twisted. Yeah. When he got, they didn't call that.
Bro, come
on. They called
that
little pass interference on the Bengals.
That wasn't even pass interference, dog. That was not pass. Yep. They said, oh, he held, like, at first.
I saw nothing.
Nothing,
I saw
dude.
Nothing. Nope.
Oh, that it was kind of weird that they threw those flags like that, but that's how it goes, man. It's weird. Yeah. That one they missed with Ramsey was pretty bad, bro. That was that full straight pulled
tore his head off,
twisted his whole
body. Looked like exorcism shit, bro. Like it was about to go all the way around.
How did they miss that, man? That's why he was even like, dude, how did you guys? So yeah, that was crazy.
Ramsey did get punked though on a couple plays. I loved it when I saw Jamar Chase catch that first catch over Ramsey.
Don't like Ramsey at all?
I mean, I like him. I like him, but I mean, he was talking hella shit. He was talking like, oh, I'll guard him.
He's always been that kind of player, yeah.
I know. So it's nice to see when, you know, someone else steps up, but then he made a couple good plays too. So it was like, it was a good defensive game. And offensive. Yeah. It was just a good game.
It was a
game.
Fun Super Bowl game.
Good Super Bowl.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was a good Super Bowl. Yeah. All right. Well, let's, really quick though, before we get into this halftime, Mike, come back into this. Producer Mike.
Yo.
Anyways, so I wanted on the halftime show, I'm going to do a little countdown. I'm going to do the drum roll thing and we'll do A, B, C, or A minus. We'll grade it. Okay. So just grade what you did all at the same time because I don't want nobody's opinions, nothing to get swayed. So little drum roll and right when the drum roll ends, we'll say
it. Boom. Think about it for a second. Damn.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Okay.
Look, all I'm thinking about is spinning that 500 right now, right?
All right, ready?
Damn.
A minus.
Plus. That's about good. Look, we're all about the same.
What'd you say, Mike? I didn't really get yours.
I said a B.
B, B plus, A minus. All right. Mm-hmm. Who wants to go first? Me?
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, all right. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead.
All right, I'll go.
All right, so. All right,
Mikey doesn't even try to jump on.
I know. Yeah. Anyways, I'll go first. I like it, obviously. I've always been a huge Dr. Dre, West Coast, Snoop Dogg, all Eminem's in my top probably two of all time hip hop artists. I always liked 50, so I thought it was tight that they brought 50 out. I've said that before.
I said to Sam, I go, oh, I bet Jay's loving this right now.
Yeah, I've always been a fan of 50's music, so I thought it was gangster that they brought him out. I like Mary J. Blige. But my favorite, I'm going to be honest with you, my favorite was the least expected favorite for me, and that was Kendrick. I thought he killed it on his. I thought my criticism of it is that it's just the only reason I didn't completely, absolutely get blown away, love it, is because I just thought it was too many artists for the short amount of time that they had. So like Eminem literally got to do one song and it was a Lose Yourself.
It was the eight mile track.
So I just felt like Eminem has so much more of a like, bigger catalog, better catalog. I mean, that song's a dope song. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, I just felt like, I was like, cool. I mean, if he was able to do two or three tracks, I thought it'd been better. Snoop Dogg, I felt like they didn't really get to do a whole, like none of them I got a big taste of. And I felt like it was because they're so crunched for time. You know what I mean? Kendrick literally got to do one song. So
I feel like he only spit like not even half a verse. Like, I feel like he barely rapped. Dude.
I felt that way the whole way too. It's just little like, snippets of the song.
Everybody Kendrick just did
like hooks and just the little popular parts, and that was it.
Yeah, like I feel like Kendrick didn't really rap. Like he just hyping up and saying like a couple things, but I don't know.
Wait,
like,
did you miss his whole thing? Or no, like they came out of the boxes and like he spit that whole bar?
Yeah, but he was going just going like rah, 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 when he was coming and out. And then of the
he
boxes.
Spit his whole bar. He spit a whole verse.
It didn't sound like it was like a verse though. It sounded like he was more talking or like hyping. I don't know. That's just how it made it sound to me.
There was one part where he spit like his dope verse, and I was like, dude, that's bars right there.
I feel like they could have. My complaint about it is they could have picked a better song for Eminem to do. If you're only gonna do one song, and then same with Kendrick. Like I like that song. That song's fine, but like there's more slap like banger songs that he's done that. Is more like
yeah he could have did Humble like, and everybody would have went crazy.
Humble would have been dope. Humble would have been perfect. That's why I'm saying like, but I love Dr. Dre and Snoop thing. I even like 50s. Like I mean, I'm not a big fan of 50, but I thought that was dope that they brought him out. Like that was cool, and him doing like his music video like from like you know that upside song.
Down.
So yeah, upside down and shit. It was kind of funny to see. He's so much bigger now,
bro. I just real like quick, he was struggling really for quick a though. I seen a post. I seen a post and it said, damn, 50 looks like he's a dollar now. He's no longer 50 cent. That was a full on dollar. Who gained some weight? Yeah, he looked big, bro.
He did. And that my favorite part too is how they incorporated two of Tupac songs too. That was dope. Wild Wild West. When he did that, and then the very first song was a Tupac one too, like it was sick. It was dope how they kind of had that with Dr. Dre and I'm pretty sure Dr. Dre and Tupac were on that first cut too.
Yeah. So the like crazy LA. Thing like, is, that was
super sick
when they did California Love. That's
California Love. Yeah, that's the one.
So Dre didn't even do his verse from California Love. He just rapped Tupac's verse.
He did rap Tupac's.
Yeah,
verse.
Yeah, he rapped Tupac's dope. Verse. So
see, I was like, I thought sick, dude.
Everybody kept saying that there was going to be a hologram of Tupac. Like that was the rumor that they were going to bring out some hologram of Tupac.
I didn't know, it was super surprising to me because I didn't hear any of that. Like I didn't know they were going to incorporate anything about Tupac. So that was dope.
So a lot of people were saying, yeah, hologram. So we were all like waiting for it. And I'm like, they at least got to pay some type of tribute. Like if they're going to sing his rap or his like California Love is Tupac, bro. Like Tupac makes that song. California, like he makes that song what it is. So I felt like if they were gonna do that track, they should at least put like some type of picture up of him on the big screen.
Let his own verse go off. Let's let him like let him let it let people hear his verse just over the
intercom. Over him, yeah, yeah. And just kind of like do a show behind it or something without actually rapping it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's like
what they're meant to do.
Nah, they just did that track and Dre rapped. Dre's like, nah, his verse is better than mine, so I'm just going to rap his verse instead of my verse.
we were saying this is the Tupac resurrection, then he's going to come out like
hiding.
Here he comes.
I've been alive the whole time, fools.
Here he comes.
I thought it was dope, though. Go ahead.
The other cool thing. Anderson .Paak playing the drums in the background.
Dope,
did you see him up there?
Yeah,
like, I was like, "This." So I was like, "This Anderson .Paak, bro.
He's so
this Anderson .Paak."
Yeah,
that shit was sick.
He's so talented. That's crazy. What'd you think, Mike?
Yeah.
So underwhelming. It was definitely nice to see all the artists that I mean we grew up listening to. Jay, I mean, but the killer part was just. Little small snippets of their music, not getting the full appreciation of being able to hear the essence of their music. You know what I mean? But like you said, I mean, it's Super Bowl, you know, you got time crunch and whatnot too.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it was, like I said, a B. It was better than what it has been in the past. 'Cause there's been some really, really shitty Super Bowl halftime shows. So that's why, you know, I graded it above average because blame it on nostalgia. I don't know, but it, you know, it was better. Just, you know, visual wise, it was simple yet looked cool as fuck. Like the set wise, you know what I mean? Like you had the, what is it? The barbershop right there. You had the little, what was it? Like malt shop style right there. So, I mean, it was pretty cool. It was, it was a dope setup. You know, it was simple yet.
It's just you couldn't, like, it was so, I felt like the setup was a little, I thought it was dope, like, what they all, like, try to incorporate. I don't know if you guys noticed, but underneath them, the whole floor was, like, the whole city of L.A. Yeah. So, like, as you can get close, you can see streets or whatever and all that. Yeah, so, that was pretty, like, they try to incorporate a lot of, like, little details, I think, but it wasn't very, Zyrus brought up a kind of cool point. He was like, I wish it was darker. Like, it just seems so, bright for a concert, like, or like a cool little, like, you know, stage presence thing.
You've seen that in the past where they've had all the lights
dimmed out,
play a big part in the show, and they're cool, but I mean, I don't know.
I just think it was and hip hop, you got to understand too, like, hip hop is never going to be like this crazy flashy performance thing. Like, they're not going to dance, there's not going to be any choreography, there's not going to be like, you know, you're not going to get
them. There's a lot of good dancing. They had them, but out not there
like I'm saying from them themselves. Dancing. You know what I mean? Like, Snoop, you get like J Lo and Shakira last year were like dancing Snoop the whole time. Hard. I don't even know if they sang at all. Like, they danced the whole time. You know what I mean?
Were you just looking at the ass or what?
Yeah, I was gonna say I loved last year's halftime show. I was throwing out ones at my screen. Let's go.
Oh, shit. Yeah, what music was playing?
The other cool thing I thought too was like when they, like, you know, like other halftime shows, it sounds like lip syncing or like not very good vocals or whatever. I thought the vocals sounded really good.
Well, like, I think because a lot of halftime shows are lip syncing, dog. I think, like, so the difference between, I'll just tell you, like, what I like, the difference between hip hop concerts and like when you go to, let's say, Shakira's concert or whatever, like, her music is going to be very ad-lib, which means, like, her music, she's almost just playing her track with her vocals and just singing on top of the vocals. So that way, like, if she stops singing, you can't really, like, you just still hear her vocals singing. You get what I'm saying?
That's exactly what Eminem did.
When?
There's a part where Eminem's standing center stage with everybody else. And he goes off, and you can literally see him stop singing, mics away from his mouth, his audio keeps going, and then he jumps back on it again. Obviously, you can tell because it's louder and it's live, but he did the exact same thing.
No, that, like, they're using ad-lib. Like, they're using, like, so, like, for instance.
That sounded like an
echo. It's like a previous track of their own singing, of their own voice. Eminem did the same thing.
No, I don't think so.
I'm calling your bluff.
You'll see.
We'll go back and review.
You can hear.
I heard that too. I know what you're talking about. I heard that. Like, where, but it sounded more like an echo thing, or it was just like,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. You got
to
figure.
No, but you guys are saying try. Like, what I'm trying to explain is that there's a difference from having your hard bars. So pretty much saying, like, if you're spinning a rhyme and your rhyme verses comes out and you're saying,
I know what you're saying.
It's like you're only playing like that snippet of your hard rhyming. So it sounds like an ad lib. You know what I mean? Behind you. So you're going, yo, my name is Jay. And in the background, it goes, Jay. Like, it's playing just those little ad libs.
It's like a hype man.
It's like a hype man behind you. Whereas Shakira's whole track, straight, ad libs, vocals, straight main vocal, everything is playing behind her. So that way it sounds like the real thing. Whereas Eminem, if he doesn't rap it, all you're going to hear is, yeah, what you doing like that? Let me get it on back. Like, you're just going to hear all the ad libs behind him. You know what I mean? And I could tell, like, they're actually rapping because you can hear the difference in the mic. You can hear the difference in their voices.
Yep.
You can hear them breathing almost, bro. Like, it was like, yeah, so.
Like 50 Cent, like 50 Cent was, where he sounded heavy. Like, he sounded like he was struggling.
You can actually hear.
And Snoop just killed it, dude.
Snoop's so West Coast, dog. Like, it's dude,
I heard before the halftime show, though, that he might have some kind of alleged
sexual allegation. Some stuff coming out on him.
Yeah. I haven't heard about that until just now. I'm like, I was like, damn, he just did the puppy Super Bowl too. Dog, like, what's going on with Snoop?
Yeah.
Dang. I don't know what the story is, though.
Yeah, Katie tried to come, and she was like, well, I'll be surprised if Snoop Dogg's there today after the allegations that came out. And Sean was like, Snoop Dogg don't care about no allegations. That fool's right there ready for the halftime slow high as a kite right now. That fool does not care about those allegations on him.
I want to know what these allegations are, because there's certain people where you're like, you just feel like you got to be on their team. Like, he's Snoop.
Which Snoop? Like, yeah. Team Snoop. Like, then later on, it comes out this fool's freaking raped 10 girls. Team Snoop. Oh, team shit. Snoop.
I take everything back. This is all allegedly.
We had this conversation.
I should do my research. I have done no research whatsoever.
It's all alleged.
I'm just hoping, I guess. It's more hoping. Yeah. But I'm Team Snoop right now until proven otherwise.
Yeah. I thought it was dope, though. I thought it was dope. Like I said, Eminem is, like, the only thing that I was a little, like, I was like, come on. Like, I just wished he would have did a different track, maybe. And then also,
he could have done Rap God. Rap God would have been sick if he did Rap God.
Yeah, if he would have did Rap. Man. Like, there's so many tracks he has that he could have did that would have been, like, damn, that was dope.
Yeah. I get it, though. It was kind of played into the moment. You know, like, the Super Bowl, it's a big stage. It's a big moment.
You know, and honestly,
mom's spaghetti too.
Yeah.
You
know,
so like, right before the show.
Did you hear about him? Did you hear about him having a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti?
No, but
so supposedly he has a place in supposedly he has a place in Detroit that's called Mom's Spaghetti, and he brought this to L.A. for the whole week. So like, they were serving Mom's Spaghetti in L.A. for this week, where you can go get it.
That's crazy.
I'm like positive I heard a story about that. I probably have the details a little
You're not wrong.
See? Pull it up. Mike, pull it up.
I got it right here. Dude.
Can we see or no?
Oh, dude, I am producer.
He should have done it better.
Comes to downtown L.A. for Super Bowl.
Eminem's restaurant, Mom's Spaghetti, comes to downtown. Dang. That's crazy, huh? That fool actually opened a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti, bro.
That's dope. Damn, that's hella cool. I mean, he had some sick ass Jordans on.
Yeah, he did. I thought he looked dope, bro. Eminem just has that look to him when he comes out. Like, that one looks like a G.
And he's older too. Like, what, in his 40s too?
Like, he looked like he was 25.
Dr. Dre still looked good too. Like, he looked like he was yoked up. He didn't look like he was like fat, but like muscular.
Yeah, he looked a little fat.
I don't know.
Too.
Did he? I thought it was sick how he played the piano for
me too. So do you see this? It says, the pop-up boasts a simple menu of just Mom's Spaghetti with meatballs or a vegan option called Rabbit Balls. Rabbit balls and spaghetti sandwich. The rabbit balls is funny.
With cold drink.
That's funny.
$10 to $15 per entree. That's not even expensive. That's not bad.
That's pretty dope that he did that.
Super Bowl was sick. I'm happy. I'm happy with that. I like a good
game. Is it like food truck style? Because look.
It looks like just like a drive-through window or something.
Because look, the menu right there is only four options. Pop and water.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. Spaghetti with balls. Spaghetti with vegan balls.
Dope Super Bowl, though.
Spaghetti sandwich.
Hold on, wait. I'm trying to look at it. How come I can't make it big?
You're not controlling it. What are you?
Yeah, you can hit the little square in the top right of the picture.
I know, I'm trying. It just keeps making, it keeps switching through everyone else's.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah, what's this fucking program you got us on, dog? God damn. All right, I can't see it. It's tiny. All right. Damn it.
Hate it, like it, love it.
Hate, like it, love it. Hate.
You guys want to get roll that you guys track. Just rolling straight into wah, damn. Wah, wah, wah.
Right, roll that, Jay. Wah, hit that.
I mean, I could tell you my bad, decision for a basketball.
Intro, dude.
I'll do that after. Hit it like I love it. Ready? Run that intro.
I'm so mad about it.
Run that intro. Be mad later.
Like it. Love it. Hey.
Boom. 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 Boom.
Intro's too long.
Hate it. Like it. Love it. Hey, hate it, like it, love it, love it, do you hate it, like it, love it, do you hate it, like it, hey, hate it, like it, love it, do you love it, do you hate it, like it, love it, do you love it, do you hate it, like it, love it, do you love it, do you hate it, or you like it, or you love it, do you love it, hey, hate it. We back. You had way too much fun behind that beat right now.
His subliminal messages in the track right there.
People are going to be trying to listen so hard to figure out what you were saying.
I'll never tell.
So Hate It, Like It, Love It this week. Mark had the suggestion of us trying some Indian food. Sorry, gagged a little bit.
So obviously you didn't like
it. I'm just kidding, right, bro. Golly.
You go first then.
What was the dish that you wanted us to try, Mark?
Just the Indian curry. Any of them?
Goat India. Curry, rabbit curry. What are we trying here? Lamb curry.
Any kind of curry you wanted. Did you serve rabbit?
They had a quite variety. We didn't do enough of those, so I had to do one.
They had a rabbit one?
I don't know if they had rabbit.
He's exaggerating.
I did see the lamb, and then chicken, beef, pork.
All right, so really quick, we'll go. Who's going first on this? You or me, Mike? Since we're the ones that tried it, Mark tried it too. But
let's see. I'll go first. I don't
mind. All right, hold on. Really quick, you got to follow the drum roll and tell us if you hated it, liked it, or loved it.
I liked it.
I liked it.
Almost to the point of loved it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. We went to a place called New Taj Palace. Shout out Bakersfield off Ming by Home Depot. Anybody want to head out there? Really good curry. We had the chicken curry.
Don't throw me into your conversation.
I'm not. Hey. You know, I have a wife, meaning we, all right?
Oh, she went and tried it too?
No, she did not.
So the oops. Might want to edit that out. There may or may not have been another woman.
I ordered two plates. One I got mild, one I had spicy. Tried the mild. I was like, man, this has a nice kick to it. I like it. I opened up that spicy and that was delicious.
They have a different spice.
Not super, super hot. It wasn't overly spicy, but it was just borderline. Like it could have been one more little freaking chili flake and it would have been, but it was good, dude. I regret not getting it with rice though.
Oh, you didn't have it with rice?
No,
you
just, I just ate it straight, curry.
Oh man, they didn't serve rice with it?
It said chicken curry and I ordered the plate and I didn't know it didn't come with rice.
Damn, that's
so. I picked it up to go. I didn't eat in the restaurant. I picked it up to go.
Yeah.
So I didn't know until I got back to the house, opened it up.
Like any dish should be served with rice. That's it's like not getting tortillas with manula or something. To me,
I think it would have been better over rice for sure.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
That sauce just absorbed up into that rice would have been
good.
Super super good. The only thing that gets me is the ginger.
Overpowerful, huh?
I usually don't eat ginger. It's kind of like onion. Like the ceviche, for example, I had it, I ate it, I devoured it, I loved it, but it left me with onion breath.
Mm, yeah.
So the ginger does kind of the same thing, but definitely liked it. Borderline loved it. Just literally borderline. But yeah, that's what I got to say about it. Super good. Definitely would eat it again.
Hell yeah. Get it with some of that rice that they do. They do like a jasmine. Well, the west place I went to was like it wasn't jasmine. It starts with a B. Forget. But it was hella good on the rice. So good. What kind of curry was it? It just said chicken curry?
It just said chicken curry. I mean, I can look up the menu item right now.
No, I don't know. Mine was like a different name. And then you get to choose your protein that you put in it. Yeah, okay. So I was just wondering. Nice. Jay, what's up?
Loved it.
Nice.
It was really good, dude. I went with him, obviously, so I was the other woman.
he was the we.
You guys just went, yesterday then, or what?
We went
today.
Tonight.
Today? Like,
after the Super Bowl. That's why we
After you ate all that food? Yeah.
Jay was like, I can't eat anymore. I can't eat anymore. I said, I'm going to go after this and pick up a plate. He hopped on that bandwagon with me. Shit. He came with me.
Nice. No, it was super good, man. I love spicy sauces like that. That's why I love Mexican food so much, because I like like sauces like that, chili verde mm-hmm. sauce, or like the camarones a la Diabla that I get, mm-hmm. that type of sauce. Like I told them right away, I said, this would be so good with some shrimp, dog. Like if they put shrimp in it instead. I like the chicken. I got the chicken. I tried both as well, the spicy. I, on the other hand, I'm the opposite. I don't really know if I would like it with rice. I'm not saying I wouldn't or I would. I liked it like that. I liked the sauce. Nice. I like it like that. I'd say, like, if I was going to have any type of knock on it, it does have, like, a different type of smell. I don't know what type of smell. Like, mm-hmm. smells get me a little bit. It does have an Indian, like, food smell to it a little bit, but it was super good as soon as you started eating. Like, sometimes smells are so bad that it doesn't matter how the food tastes. It will just gross me out. Like, I'll gag because just the smell. And I know you hate when I say this, but that happened with that chicken pad thai that you had me get one time. The smell just had me, like, just I was already grossed out by the
pad thai last night, too. We had some bad Thai food last night. Anyways, go ahead.
But this wasn't like that. Like, the smell was not that bad at all. But it was there, but it wasn't that bad. And the taste was really good. I love spicy like that. So I loved it. I thought it was really good. Nice. Sophie even loved it. She tried a little bit. She was like, this is really good. I wouldn't say love, but she liked it a lot. She was like, I would get that again. I do have one little thing, though. It was like, we went to a straight Indian, like, it was like a fancy restaurant, kind of. Like, they had a nice bar area. I would say we walked in the door. We walked in the door to pick up the food. There was literally maybe like three different tables filled or whatever, like, you know, three different groups of people in there, and they were all Indian, like straight Indian. And
sounds like you went to a good place.
Yeah, for real. And the like, I felt a little, like I felt them like kind of like looking at us like, what the hell are y'all doing here? Like, y'all got Mexican food. What are you doing? Like, get out of our shit. You know what I mean? Like, it did feel a little awkward. I would never go and eat there. I did feel a little like awkward. Like, I felt like they were like, what the hell? But they were nice. Like, they were cool. He was like, hey, you guys got this? And I was like, yeah. There was also like a big old family coming in too, like to get food, and they were all Indian, bro. Like, every single person in there was Indian, dude. I was like, damn. But so you go to other restaurants, like if you go to a freaking Italian restaurant, you're gonna see all types of races in there eating. You go to a Mexican restaurant, you're gonna see white people, black people. Not that Indian restaurant. Hell no. It was straight Indians only, bro.
You guys missed the sign when you went in.
Yeah, for real. For real. But no, it was really good. I was surprised because I will say, though, another point I'll bring up, I will not eat it in the restaurant, not just because of the fact that it was all Indians, but also the smell was a lot stronger in the restaurant, obviously, because they're cooking there. The smell did get me a little bit. Like, I even kind of, I don't know if I said it, but I thought it right away, like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to like this at all, bro. Like, this smell's not going to be good for me. But once we got home and ate it, I was like, damn, this is good, man. I didn't want it to be good either. That's the problem. Like, I was like, I was expecting it to be bad.
Try new things.
It's jacked up.
Yeah, it was
next
weird.
Time, get some naan with it too. Like I said, like they have like the naan is like their version of tortillas to us Mexicans.
It's a tortilla bread.
Yeah. Well, it's a hybrid
of both, dude. It's a hybrid of a combination.
I mean,
of
it doesn't, it just, it's, I think it's more of like a bread, but like,
but
I don't
like,
know.
Wouldn't bread like get soggy like with that type of sauce and stuff, though? Just
dip that's it. Also, it's like a flour tortilla. Like, you know how flour tortillas like don't get soggy?
Maybe, I guess, a little thicker one, I guess.
Like, soggy?
Yeah.
It's a combination of like a bread tortilla hybrid.
Just scoop it. Have you ever ate?
Can you look it up? Can you just look it up and show me a picture of it?
Have you ever ate your chorizo with bread before? You ever put it on?
Hell no.
My brother used to do that. Yeah.
With bread?
That. My mom would do that
You've
every now and then.
You've never done
too.
It? That's so good. Like chorizo and eggs with the bread, Jay. The extra juices get absorbed into it.
Oh, yeah. I'll eat chorizo, but not chile verde. Did you say chile verde or chorizo?
I said chorizo.
Oh, yeah. I've done chorizo for sure. I have.
Wait, is that flashing for you guys?
Yeah. A little bit. Now it is. That's now weird. It works. Now, now it's flashing.
Now it's going loco.
I don't know why it's doing that. My screen's not doing it.
But I see it now.
There it is.
Looks like a little pizza.
My mouse is. Oh, this one is, yeah. But look,
looks like a little pizza. Throw some sauce and pepperoni on it. Offering it, eat that.
This.
There you go.
It's like a thick tortilla. Looks like a tortilla to me.
Yeah, that's good. It's not bad. Well, cool. That's
but
good.
It's a little bit thicker, Jay. It's
I didn't eat it thicker. Again. I wanted to, but we didn't go eat it. So
that just looks like they copied tortillas from Mexicans. Just made look, more. Look just use more flour.
See how thick they are? Yeah, yeah. So it's like bread and a tortilla together. It's thick.
Gotcha.
Thick.
It's not like crazy thick though.
No, but it's significantly.
See, you guys keep like countering each other on what it really is. You know.
I mean, he's making it sound like it's thick.
Dude, that's like four tortillas, five tortillas. It's one little one.
Like J-Lo thick or like...
That one looks... That one, I've never seen
like J-Lo thick or Nicki Minaj thick?
I mean, one's...
Those are still both too thick.
Both too thick. Both
too thick.
Yeah. So we're going down to like Shakira.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess. I mean, sure. She don't really have much of a booty, but yeah, that makes sense.
Shakira's like top seven for me.
Shakira. It's all right. See, Russell Wilson was at the Super Bowl for no reason, handing out awards.
Who was he?
Yeah, he handed out the Peyton Walter or whatever award. Walter Peyton Award. Cool. Well, that's cool. I'm happy you guys enjoyed it.
So definitely Shakira thick. Yeah. She's got a little booty.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good right there. Damn.
She's natural. I'm a natural type guy. I like natural looking girls. Don't got to wear a bunch of makeup.
Shout.
Anyways, yeah, so it was really good. It was cool. It was top notch, I would say.
Hell yeah.
For me.
I can't believe you ate after you ate for the Super Bowl, bro.
Bro, you don't know. Like, things are bad right now. I'm so full. I'm probably going to get off the podcast and eat more right now.
I know. I was thinking the same
thing.
It's so bad. That's the problem. There's so much food left. I got so many different varieties of chips right now, too. It's fucking insane. I'm like in heaven right now with all the chips. Dude, yeah, it's bad. I've gained like 6-7 pounds since I've gotten those Flaming Hot Cheetos delivered to me. That's not good. It's not good.
How much? You gained 7 pounds?
Like 6 or 7 pounds, yeah.
So did you pass the 30 mark?
Yep.
Nice.
That's not nice, bro. Well, I weighed myself. I literally weighed myself.
Don't give yourself right any excuse, left. Dog. You're past 30. You're
I
past
weighed
30.
Myself right after everyone left tonight. So I did eat. Like I said, I probably ate like 20, 50 wings. I went hard on them.
20 to 50 is quite a bit.
I know. Close to 20. And then I had a bowl of my chili that I made. Make good chili, dude. My chili's so good. And then I had some meatballs. And then I had some chips. Damn, I ate a lot of food tonight. So I'll play down. I just gotta take one fat shit in the morning. Back under. Back under, bro.
Guaranteed. So you're telling me you were right over?
Yeah. 3 over. I mean, fuck, you just want me to say it?
You just said it. You said 3 over. 33. Everybody, I'm pretty sure people don't think you're 133, so.
They might. What are you, dog?
I ain't saying it.
Oh, you're ashamed?
I'm ashamed. It's all right. Hell yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm ashamed.
Damn.
Just too do big, it, man. Just do it. Do it for the podcast.
What are you, Mike?
I'm a buck 30. Two bucks in a 30.
Oh, so all of a sudden.
Hey, look, we're next to each other.
So all of a sudden, Mike's going to act like he's a buck buck 30.
I said 2 bucks, dude. two bucks in a 30.
You said buck.
Yeah, fat buck.
What up? Go ahead.
I ain't saying mine, dude. I'm Come bigger on, than dog. You boys. Everybody knows.
Pair pressure.
I don't want to do it.
You at 280?
You tell us how much you weigh, you
fucking fatty. Fatty,
you better tell us.
No, right. I'm probably like 280, 285 right now for sure.
What's that? That fat? The
you're taller.
The chunks
than that,
from
yeah, I'm taller than you guys.
Come on,
what you, I'm taller than you guys, Mikey? So I got that on you.
What Mikey say?
285. The fat dance I used to make you do.
Oh yeah, the truffle shuffle.
Yeah, Jay, do the truffle shuffle.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'll show you. I'll do the fucking truffle.
Do it right now, dude. No one's watching this. Do it. Take off the headphones though, because they're wired.
No, you do got the underarm fat going on, bro.
He doesn't take off the headphones usually.
No, Mark has that underarm fat going.
He doesn't usually take off his headphones.
Damn,
that's a trouble.
Dude. Jake, dude. It's
hard to show. Bigger, so mine would look a lot worse. Do it.
No, look.
God,
I'll show it all now. Dude. I'll show it all. Look, you see the. Make sure. Can you guys hear me? You can hear
me. You just
me,
got
right?
Big boobies, bro. That's your thing. You got boobies and then underarm.
Side profile.
You see that?
Yeah.
Bro, that's never been there until like,
like 5 months. 2 weeks ago.
Until those extra 6 pounds.
3 months. Yeah. Dude.
You do look like you almost got girl boobies, dog. It's weird.
Dude, it's getting there, bro. It's getting there.
Yeah.
Kind of impressed, actually.
It's sad.
I didn't think
it's, hey dude, it's alright, dude. Jay, take off your shirt.
No, I didn't say
Michael wants to see me naked. Hold on.
I do, dude. Take it off. Take it off.
I'm not taking it all the way off. It's a lot of work for me to be doing that. Dun, dun, dun. I don't even have a lot of room here.
And then just tuck. Oh.
Woo. Okay.
Put your arms down, dude. It's keeping your boobs up.
You see, go. He's got it. He knows how I feel. He knows how I feel with the underarms. Oh, shit.
Who looked worse, me or Mark?
Yours was funnier.
So that means it looked worse. It's only funnier if it looks worse.
Mark jiggled a little bit more, though.
For some reason, I'm tight, dude. It's weird. It's kind of like dad's. You know how dad's belly's always been? Like,
I felt like dad's was because it's drinking.
Yeah, I know. That's what I felt like, too.
Are you an alcoholic?
Yeah, dude.
You drink? Sorry, guys.
Secret alcoholic.
Hey, if you need to talk, I'm here.
It's been a low...
I mean,
couple.
All the way over here, but
impressive if you've been alcoholic this long without.
I'd say a lot of my weight's gone to my face, though. My face is huge right now, bro.
That beard hides it, dude. Don't worry about
it. Yeah, thank you.
Fine.
You're fine. You're
fine. It's all good.
We all look good. We're about to go to Vegas. We're all about to go to Vegas in a month, overweight as hell.
I probably won't be doing any swimming. I might actually. Fuck it. I'll swim for a little bit. We're going to have time.
No, dude, shit. If you think about it, like, we're going to get there Friday, probably go eat, hang out Friday night, do whatever, and then Saturday is going to be the main day, and then Sunday we're all going to be trying to leave.
Yep.
So it's like, Saturday, I was telling Michael today, I'm like, Saturday is like going to be the main day. Get up Saturday, go do you guys' little roller coasters, walk around, hang out during the day, party at night.
I hope someone goes on that with me. If no one goes on it with me, I might not go on it. I'm not going to go by myself. I need someone to go with me.
Don't look at us. Right, I ain't doing
roller
that
coaster,
shit.
I'm a little bitch.
I know.
I ain't doing none of that.
Mm-mm. I know.
Fuck's sake. They got a weight limit, dog. That weight limit's past me. I guarantee it.
With both of us on there? They ain't stopping it at the end.
You got a little parachute on the back just in case that
happens. No, you know how roller coasters go up. They go... Our shit's gonna stop like halfway, like, damn, we can't.
This little engine can't.
All of these fat asses. Get these fat asses off me. I can't get up this hill.
People getting hit with pieces of the roller coaster.
Yeah. I don't do roller coasters no more. It's crazy because when I was younger, I used to like them. I used to go to Six Flags and love them. Now I won't do it, bro.
Hey, what's the night? What's hate and love? Who we got? Who's up?
Oh, who is it?
Jay?
Is it me? Damn, dude, I didn't think of one.
Gosh,
hold on. I can come up with one quickly, though.
Okay, put the drum set on. Hit the drum set. Just keep it going until you come up.
Hit that Jeopardy.
Yeah, what is the Jeopardy?
Do we have a Jeopardy?
I don't know, dog. You're controlling this. Can you let someone else control it?
You dumbass. You're a dumbass.
Dude, he specifically said no.
You're an ass.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No.
Today, I brought it up to him because he's like, oh, my laptop's dead. I don't have my charger. I was like, just do it on your phone. I could. He's like, but I don't want to let you guys be in charge. He's like, I don't want you guys to have the sound mixer. Yeah, the sound mixer shit.
I don't know, man.
Do a food.
You guys eat all the same food I eat, dog. I'm not a like explorer like Mark. He can give us new foods because he tries new foods, you know?
Well, then make him make something.
You guys should
try
the Spartan. Send him a recipe. That's pretty good.
Nah. I'm going to do a movie. I'm going to do...
Oh, yeah. Watch your breathing, by the way. Senya says we're all heavy breathers right into the mic, and she can hear that a lot during the podcast.
Senya, I don't give a fuck. Sorry. I'm just kidding, Senya. I take that back. I won't breathe too much in the mic. Is that better?
Much better.
I'm going to do a corny movie. Watch The Home Team.
It's on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
No. Amazon? Hulu?
Netflix.
No. No.
HBO Max?
Do a next one.
Why?
Do something else.
Why?
Do something else.
Why?
I don't know. Just be dumb.
All right, cool. That's what we're
what
doing.
What is it? The next?
Home
the
Team. Next.
You guys,
Home
Team. Larry the Cable Guy. Not Larry. I'm sorry. The Cable Guy with Jim Carrey? Do you see the commercial?
Mm-mm. No.
You guys didn't notice the Jim Carrey commercial?
No.
What? It was so good.
Sounded like it was so good.
That was one of the best ones, too. Jim Carrey was, I mean, you guys seen the Cable Guy, right?
Long.
Good thing there's
they're all way too long. That's the problem with these damn things right now. They're way too long. You should be able to hit
it, start it and stop it.
No, and then it sounds like it just cuts off.
What was it about? What did it do?
What are you talking about? The commercial?
Yeah.
It was about internet service. Because the cable guy, he does the whole internet thing. And there's like a box that does internet streaming or cable streaming now. And he goes in there and puts on the role of the cable guy all over again. It was really good. It's nice to see. Huh. That's all. Sorry. Huh. I get excited for little things like that, dude. I'm sorry.
Good. You should. That sounded like it was good.
It was cute. It was nice seeing Jim Carrey like that. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Really quick, Mark. Tell us about your...
Dude, Sonic 2? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I like Sonic.
I like Sonic 2. Sonic was a good movie.
No. But do you seen the previews to it?
Sonic 2? No.
Yeah, no. Jim Carrey is obviously what is it? The egg doctor guy.
Maybe I have seen the previews. Yeah, because like he comes back.
Has Knuckles in it. Oh,
shit. Yeah.
And then the new Jurassic Park's coming out too with all the old actors from the other ones. Ah.
Is it like an actual another Jurassic Park or like a remake of the old one?
No. It's a new. It's continuing from. Chris Pratt, and then but it has the old actors from the other Jurassic Parks as well. The first trilogy.
Is Chris Pratt still in this one too?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cool. Crazy.
It's super.
Damn,
cool,
they're making a trilogy out this shit. They're going the hard with Jurassic Park.
The second trilogy.
It's the second time they went through it.
Well, yeah, you have the first three.
Oh shit! I didn't know there was three the first time. I thought there was only one.
Nah, there's three. There's it's that one. The first one is a trilogy as well.
Damn. Crazy.
Yeah.
One of my old neighbors went to school with Chris Pratt out here because he's from Lake Stevens, which is
and I played basketball with Kobe Bryant when I was a kid.
One of my old neighbors went to school with Jay.
Damn, that's crazy.
Damn.
That's crazy.
Jay DeLeon?
Nah, Jay.
You mean Soulja Squad? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what's up. I'm not making it up. Look where he's from. He's from Lake Stevens.
Look it up.
Just because he's from Lake Stevens doesn't mean your neighbor knew him.
It's not important.
That's what she told me.
I told you I played basketball with Kobe Bryant. Why won't you believe me?
Because that's a stupid makeup thing.
So is saying that you went to school with Chris Pratt.
How so? He had to go to regular school when he was in high school.
Did he?
She lived in Lake Stevens.
I'm pretty sure he was like in some freaking academy school or something.
He wasn't in an academy school. Look it up. You can look what high school he attended. He attended a regular high school. But yeah, I get what you're saying. You're trying to sound all
stupid. Stupid.
Okay. All right. All right. Don't believe me. Jesus.
All right. Tell us about your failure as a basketball coach.
Again?
How did you guys do this week?
We didn't do good, dude. I lost three in a row. We've lost three in a row.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So if we
don't lost them all.
Yeah, you haven't won.
Lost them all.
You haven't won.
We haven't won. Hey, they rallied back. We were down 10 the whole game, and they rallied back in the last, like, 5 minutes of the game, and we only lost by four. So I'm proud of the girls. Proud of them. I screwed them out of a bucket. I called timeout on a fast break after they were just mobbing down court, wide open layup, probably, potentially. My dumb ass called a timeout. Even like the ref like looked at me as I was calling timeout. I was like, timeout. And he looked my way and he's like, he didn't blow the whistle because he kind of looked like, are you saying it? Like, you really want a timeout? And I said, timeout. I had to do it again. He goes, okay. Like he put his hands up. Timeout, I guess. Like he even like was like, yeah, wow.
It's really weird that you wouldn't change your mind even after the look.
I know. It was my fault. I was frustrated. Girls didn't get some rebounds. So I wanted to kind of talk them up about rebounding, and I wanted to get the subs in. Emma looked like she was just winded. She looked like she was just gassed. She was running the whole time. She played a lot of minutes because
she's the coach's daughter.
Nope. I got one girl on my team that tells me when she wants to play. She'll tell me, like, she came to me at the beginning of the game and said, I don't want to start today. I'm like, okay, which I wasn't going to start her anyways. she's like Callum size, never played basketball. So she, you know, she can barely get the ball up halfway to the hoop. She can't shoot the ball, but she's scrappy on defense. She can steal the ball. She's a little too crazy on defense. Sometimes gets fouls, but she told me she didn't want to play. She goes, and then she told me, okay, I'm ready to go in. And so we send her in and she walks off before like the plays are any in timeout. She just comes to me and says, okay, I'm done. And I'm like, you have to keep going until a dead ball. Like, I have to push her back out there. And so, like, when she comes off, I was like, she told me she's done. And I said, who wants to play? And Emma was like, I'll play. I asked my girls, I said, who wants to play more minutes? But she went out there and, yeah, dude, she looked tired. And so I called timeout, dude. It was stupid. We could have been closer in the game. You know, it was funny because the ref is the director of the sports stuff. And he had to ref because they were low on referees. So I talk to him all the time. He helps me get signed up for things and stuff. Super cool guy. But he came over as the kids were going back in and he looked at me. Like, we started talking about the timeout. He's like, well, you know, I was like, I did not mean to call that timeout. I was stupid. He goes, yeah, that was kind of weird to me. And he's like, well, you know, they could have not made it, you know, maybe. He's like trying to be positive and nice. It's like, they could have missed the layup, you know, or they could have came and stole the ball. And he goes, or they could have had a super easy layup and scored 2 points. Yeah, my bad. I apologize to the girls. Damn, it was dumb. It was stupid.
Is it something that you just had to continue to think about?
I've been thinking about it since Saturday. Yeah. Well, I mean, today's Sunday, but yeah, I've been constantly thinking about it. Like, damn, that was
almost
dumb.
Dreamed about it. You like almost went to bed thinking about it while you're laying in your bed and stuff.
I want to win so bad, dude. I want one win. Damn it. I'm too competitive for this shit. They did really good, though. They did good. Two of my girls had like four blocks, dude. I was proud of them. They actually started stopping them.
Have you looked at, like, are you guys the worst team in the like league right now? Are you the only team that hasn't won, or are you like?
I haven't looked. They're keeping track, but I haven't looked. I can go look if you want me to.
I mean, I would like. I just feel like for you, now's the chance to be like, all right, we haven't won, and this team hasn't won, and we play them on Saturday, so we should be able to win this game.
He was a little confused at first until he discovered the window and that he could stare at.
It was just playing all this random stuff.
Yeah, sounds like
yeah,
it
I
was
mean,
your,
I could try.
Sounds like it was your porn story that you're watching earlier before you got on the phone.
It was
when I seen him, he was looking at me through the window. And
first of all, I walked. You think I actually watch like porn for the story or have it on loud? I don't watch porn for story stuff. None of the porns I look up are plotted fucking story. Tell you that right now. Let's see. Hold on. Standings.
So you never watch HBO porn?
Right, like right now as a grown adult?
No, I'm talking about ever.
No, dog, because when I would have watched HBO porn, I was too poor to have HBO. Yeah. When did we ever have that? So when did we ever have that luxury?
Stolen,
dude.
It was stolen.
Stolen.
DirecTV.
Now I want to see if we've 3, 4. Hold on, let's see.
Yo, on a side note, you guys know McDonald's has that new... their new menu about mashing together their food, like the
yeah, I saw that.
So, have you guys ever had a McGangbang?
The McGangbang?
Yeah, have you?
I think I've heard about it before.
You don't know what that is, Mark?
I think I mean no, I guess not.
No, Jay, have you done it?
I've done it, I think, once or twice. It's fine. It's not like...
It's not next level. I mean,
yeah, I love McDonald's. I like so to put like,
the buffalo sauce in it, but...
I like McDonald's, so just like messing up McDonald's foods for me is like...
Yeah. I don't think it's messing it up, though. I get a McDouble, obviously.
I mean, to each his own, I guess. Two meats,
put a spicy chicken in there, put some buffalo sauce in there, and tear it up. It's good. I mean, my stomach be having me in the bathroom a little bit later in the day, but...
McDonald's is kind of like that now too. Like McDonald's, if you eat McDonald's now, you're prone to have diarrhea, bro. I don't know why now. McDonald's, this is not good for you anymore, dog. It used to be good for you.
Huh?
I don't know if it ever did.
I'm just kidding.
Anyway,
definitely try that. Super size.
I saw the hamburger that had the McChicken or the chicken nuggets in it, and I was like, that kind of sounds good.
That's pretty much a McGangbang, by the way.
That you just described?
Yeah, it's just chicken nuggets, but instead of the McChicken patty.
Yeah, I thought
but that dude, who good. Eats chicken, beef, and fish in one sandwich?
Yeah, that's a lot, bro. That's a lot.
And so I don't think you should be mixing fish with anything besides fish.
I put my...
what are you talking about,
I put my
dude?
Fries in my
fish sticks
burgers.
And chicken nuggets.
So there is a team that's 0-4. We're 0-4 as well.
Nice.
Or no, we're 0-3 with that one tie. So
you're 3-1. So when do you guys play them? That's going to be your first win, baby, right there.
So Monroe, let me see.
That's their team name, Monroe. Monroe, we're coming for your ass. We're about to
for you guys.
You're about to be our first win, Monroe.
Come on. Let's go. Let's see. Oh, shit. I have to go to it. We're not even, like, ranked. Like, there's numbers by other teams, and they just don't put any numbers by ours. Oh, we don't play Monroe.
Oh, that sucks. So you guys aren't even going to win a game.
We play at 12 this week. We play Mukatio. Mukatio, I think, looks about decent, too. The good news, the other good thing was this team that we only lost to 4 by... We lost to them. That was one of the teams that we got blown out like 26 to whatever. So I was like, all right. And the other cool thing is Emma was taking shots from further away, which was cool to see. She always feels like she needs to be right next to the bucket. I'm like, you can shoot from further away. Like if you're open from further away, take that shot because you can make it.
What was the score?
18 to 14.
We lost. What did Emma put out?
She had 4 points and she had a ton of steals. She's so good at stealing the ball. Whole bunch of rebounds. She got fouled twice. She shot 4 free throws and missed all 4, but she could have, that would have been 4 more points. So she got to the line twice. That was kind of cool.
You need to start shooting free throws with her, dog.
She shoots free throws. She just didn't make them. But she got her own rebound on both of her free throws on her second throws or her second shots because she knows to go rebound the ball. See, that's what I like about her. She listens to me. I explain these things as go get the – you can get your rebound after you shoot. She literally got – a lot of her rebounds this game was after she shot her ball. She would go get – she would follow up her rebound. And then there was one thing, though. She missed a lot of open passes. I have to talk to her about making sure she passes a little more. She got a little too trigger happy. But yeah. It was cool though. It was a good game. It was a good game both ways.
Nice.
The girls, I was very happy with their defense. It was nice.
All right, fellas. Well, the MacBook is now on 6%, so I'm assuming that we need to call this time. So anything you guys want to say before we run this intro outro?
Hey yo, what was the Hit It Like It Love It?
Home team.
I'm gonna send the group message.
It's a movie you can watch with the kids.
Yeah, happy Valentine's to all the women's out there.
Yeah, happy Valentine's. Hey, happy Valentine's to my baby, my boo thing girl.
That's probably what I should have said.
I love you. I love everything about you, boo. You're my girl. I want to send a shout out to Miss.
Yo, I still forgot.
I want to send a shout out to from her homie Shadow. Girl, you know I love you. 108 in Park. All right, there we go.
I know I'm locked up right now.
I'm locked up right now.
I'm going to see you soon.
Baby girl.
can you please play? Can you please play "Always and Forever" from my Hyena back home?
Yeah,
my Hyena back home. My old lady. I know I'm doing life right now, old lady, but I still love you. I still love you, and I'm glad you sent me the Nakies. You know, send me more Nakies.
No manches.
Hey, fool, get off that phone up there.
Not for real. Happy Valentine's Day to our ladies. Our ladies. Our Highness, our old ladies.
To all the ladies out there.
Do you guys celebrate Valentine's?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Not really.
You guys going to do anything?
I buy her just a little something. You know, last year I got her a necklace, but this year I'm not going all out. Get her like
a little something.
I got her some like flowers and a little nothing.
I got some edible underwear for my girl. For me, though. For her to eat off of me.
She's going
to
eat it off you.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks for her,
happy
bro.
Fucking Valentine's, girl.
Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow. That sucks.
Justin Timberlake, and I believe it's Adam Sandberg.
Samberg?
The SNL skit.
In the box.
The dick in the box. Yeah. Yeah, you knew where I was going.
I feel like that guy should change his name. He should not be called Adam Sandberg.
Samberg.
It's not Samberg. Sandberg.
Nope. He should change it. It's too close to Adam Sandler.
Andy, is it Andy or Adam? It's Andy. Andy Sandberg.
It is Andy. You're right.
So Michael messed it up. Like, all right, you good. Andy. You're good, Andy.
I mean, it's still pretty close, though.
It is kind of close. You just can't be that close to a legend. You know what I mean? It's like calling me Kobe Bryant. Like, damn, I use Kobe Bryant a lot today. RIP Kobe.
RIP Kobe.
All right. Run that outro, though. We got to go. Run that outro.
Run that shit.
Now the incredible